Session 2, Paul's Prayer for the Philippians. You don't have to be around Christian things very long to come across Christians praying at church, in small groups around the dinner table among friends, privately. And all of us will have had different experiences when it comes to praying. Some will have enjoyed praying for quite a long time. You've got no problem praying in a group, it all comes very naturally. For others, praying might seem strange, and actually the thought of praying out loud with others is quite intimidating. Some will want to get better at praying, but just don't know where to start. Well, as we've opened this letter to the Philippians, we've seen prayer appearing right out of the blocks. Verse 3, "I thank my God every time I remember you," writes Paul. "In all my prayers for all of you, I always pray with joy." And from verses 9 to 11, Paul gives us a great example of praying for others. "This is my prayer, that your love may abound more and more in knowledge and depth of insight, so that you may be able to discern what is best and may be pure and blameless until the day of Christ, filled with the fruit of righteousness that comes through Jesus Christ to the glory and praise of God." Paul is a prayer. All Christian believers are called to be prayers too. And so for a few minutes together, we're going to think through the why, the what, and the how of praying, and especially of praying for others. So first, why do Christians pray for each other? Almost always, when someone becomes a Christian, they want to start praying. After just a short time following Jesus and seeing him pray, his disciples came up to him and said, "Lord, teach us how to pray." Prayer, in fact, is the most natural thing for Christians to do. See, when we trust in Jesus, we are restored into a relationship with God, which means we can speak with him and he listens to us. And so Christians want to pray. Not only that, becoming a Christian opens your eyes to the fact that you need God's help in life. We needed Jesus to die for us. We depend on God for everything in life. And we acknowledge that dependence when we ask God for things in prayer. But here in Philippians, that the focus is on praying for others in particular. Do you remember last time in the small group session? We were chewing through that phrase, gospel partnership. Christians aren't called to be lone rangers, but to work together and to support each other as we follow Jesus and spread the good news. And praying for each other is one of the ways that we do that. That's why Paul prays for the Philippians. They're in gospel partnership. It's why the Philippians pray for Paul. And it's why it's great for us to pray for each other. In small groups, it's great to pray for each other. Of course, there's never any pressure to pray out loud, and it might take a bit of getting used to for some of us, but I'd really encourage you to give it a go. It's also why it's great to pray for each other through the week, personally. Why not start by just praying for two people each day? So why should Christians pray for each other? Well, we are called to partner together in following Jesus. We all need God's help, and so we need to be praying to God for each other. But that raises an obvious question, which takes us to our next key point today. What should Christians pray for each other? I have to confess, I'm not the best at keeping on top of the various jobs there are to do at home. And from time to time, Lucy will confront me with a list of practical jobs. The shed needs sorting, the bins need emptying, the leaves need clearing. And so the list goes on. And it can be easy to think of prayer in a similar kind of way. I guess we all have our own list of practical needs in life. And so we ask people to pray about them. Things at work are busy. Things at home are stressful. The kids are playing up and I'm not sure what to do. But when we look at Paul's prayer for the Philippians, it's very different. Look at it again with me from verse 9. This is my prayer, that your love may abound more and more in knowledge and depth of insight, so that you may be able to discern what is best and may be pure and blameless until the day of Christ, filled with the fruit of righteousness that comes through Jesus Christ to the glory and praise of God. His prayers are focused not so much on a list of practical needs, but on God's work in their lives. Do you remember back in verse 6, he had spoken about God's work, being confident of this, that he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ. You see, when someone becomes a Christian, God gets to work in their lives, changing and transforming someone to be more like Jesus. And verse 6 tells us that that work will finally be finished when Jesus returns. And it's that work in their lives that Paul is praying for. He's praying that God's work would grow in their lives. And so, do you see, he prays that they would have a growing love. Verse 9, this is my prayer, that your love may abound more and more. I guess that means their love for God and also their love for each other. And no matter how long you've been a Christian, there's always room to grow in our love. Well, what a great thing to pray for. Paul also prays for a growing knowledge and discernment. Again, verse 9, that your love may abound more and more in knowledge and depth of insight, so that you may be able to discern what is best and may be pure and blameless until the day of Christ. When you've got a best mate, or perhaps you're married to someone, you know them inside out. You know how to wind them up. You know how to make them happy because you know them so well. Well, Paul is praying for that kind of knowledge of God's, that we would grow to know him so well that we know how to please him in life. So when we've got a tricky decision, well, we know how to make it in a way that honours God's, discerning what is best. He also prays, though, for a growing righteousness. Verse 10, filled with the fruit of righteousness that comes through Jesus Christ to the glory and praise of God. And that fruit of righteousness simply means a life that is sparkling with goodness, a life that looks like Jesus. You see, God's work in Christians is to grow us like Jesus, to be more and more loving like him, to know God better and better like him, to have lives that are more and more sparkling and good like him. And isn't that a much bigger and more exciting plan than, well, life just being a bit easier? And that's why Paul doesn't pray that life would be a bit easier for the Philippians. Instead, he prays for this work of God to keep growing in their lives. What does all this mean for our prayers for each other? Well, let's pray for God's work in each other's lives. Let's pray for some of the things that Paul prays for. Now, it's not wrong to pray for practical things. Jesus told us to pray for our daily bread, which could include all kinds of practical needs. But I think it does mean that we'll always have an eye on God's big work in our lives, and not just the practical things of the here and now. So let's go back to some of those examples from before. Things at work are busy, so pray they'd calm down. It's fine to pray for that, but perhaps you could also pray, things at work are busy, so pray I would keep loving people, even when I'm stressed and it's tempting to focus just on me. That second example then, things at home are stressful, so pray they'd get better. Well, again, it's good to pray for that. But perhaps also, things at home are stressful, So pray I'd learn to be more patient and kind, even when I feel my spouse is getting it wrong. That third example, the kids are playing up, so pray for them. But perhaps also, the kids are playing up, so pray for us to have wisdom to do the thing that is best for them spiritually. Pray that we'll be able to point them to Jesus. Do you see all kinds of practical needs, but we're praying that through those practical challenges, we would be growing in love, we would be growing in knowledge and discernment, that we'd be growing in the fruit of righteousness. And you know, God loves to answer prayers like that, because they are right in line with his work in our lives. And it also means there's always something we'll need prayer for. Prayer isn't just for when there's some crisis in life. We need to pray that God's work would be growing in us, whatever our circumstances happen to be. Well, finally, as we finish, let's get practical. How can we make sure we pray for each other? Three key ingredients to a growing prayer life for each other. First, we need a growing faith. You see, the more we appreciate Jesus, and the more we trust that his death for us really has brought us into a relationship with God, well, the more confident we will be praying. And so if you want to grow in prayer for people, keep getting to know and trust Jesus better. A growing faith. Also, though, a genuine love. We've seen Paul's love for these guys. Do you remember verse 7? It's right for me to feel this way about all of you since I have you in my heart. And verse 8, I long for all of you with the affection of Christ Jesus. That kind of love will motivate us to take time to pray for people. Finally then, perhaps more practically, a regular routine. The truth is, if we don't make time to pray for others, we'll always end up feeling that it's squeezed out. And so find a regular time that you can pray. Perhaps it's before breakfast. Perhaps it's over breakfast. Perhaps it's before you head to bed. But if we don't have that regular time to read the Bible and to pray, it will just keep getting squeezed out. And why not build into that routine a list of people who you can commit to pray for regularly? Your family, perhaps, a few non-Christian friends, and then perhaps also the people in your small group. Well, there we are then. The why, the what, and the how of praying for each other. After this wonderful prayer in verses 9 to 11, Paul will go on to share his news with his Philippian friends. That's what we'll be looking at in our Bible studies. And I guess at least part of the reason for letting them know what was going on is so that they can keep praying for him.